Hello and welcome to another Tabletop Games Blog Saturday review.
Trading in the Mediterranean was profitable, but came with risks. Merchant ships were travelling far to seek out rare spices, precious cloths, and many other valuable and lucrative goods. Once a heavily laden ship returned, the goods would be brought to market and auctioned off to the highest bidder. It was never easy to compete with the other buyers and ensure you got the best deal. It was even harder to compete with the infamous and hugely influential trading family, the
Medici, by Rainer Knizia from Steamforged Games. I'm going to be lazy and quote the rulebook to explain what this game is about. So here goes. Medici is an auction game that takes place over 3 days. Rounds. Players take turns in presenting goods to be auctioned. Successful bidders will then load these goods onto their ships. Once all ships are full, the day ends. Players then receive florins, money, for the value of the loads in their ships and for how much of each commodity they have bought thus far. But be careful, money is also your endgame points. It's that simple. Draw cards to put up for auction. Everyone makes a single bid and the highest bidder pays up and gets the goods. Keep going until everyone's ship is full or the deck is empty. Add up the value of your goods and get paid based on where you are in the ranking. Then count how many cards you have of each type and go up on the 5 goods tracks to get even more money if you're the highest on any of those. Do this 3 times and whoever has the most money wins. Oh, and money is points, which are money, which is points. Alright, I appreciate that might sound a bit confusing, but as you play it all makes sense very quickly. You basically play 3 rounds, which are divided into 2 phases. Bidding on goods to fill your ships, then scoring those goods once all ships are full. The best thing is to read the rules for the first phase and play through that. Then read the rules for the second phase and finish the round. Everything will make sense immediately, but it won't be until you've played a couple of games before you know how much to bid. Medici is all about bidding. That's where the fun comes from. In theory, you could do the maths and work out how valuable auction lots are, so poker players will have an advantage here. The deck of cards consists of 5 suits, representing the 5 available goods. Each suit has cards numbered 0 to 5, with the 5 appearing twice, and all other cards once. The total value of cards in your ship, that's the sum of the numbers on the cards, decides how much money, that's points, everyone gets. Depending on player count, the highest total gains 30 florins, as the currency is called in Medici. Second place gets 20 florins, and so on. So you can do the maths. Of course, it's not quite that simple. You might think you've got the most valuable cargo, but if you've filled up your ship too soon, another player might be able to get even more valuable cargo and beat you to the top prize. Suddenly, your bid was too high, and you get back less. Also, collecting multiple cards of the same suit means you go up that track more quickly. For each of the 5 goods, there is a corresponding track. At the end of each day, read round, whoever is the highest on each track stands to gain another 10 florins, while the second place gets 5 florins. Also, at some point up these tracks, you get additional florins as a reward, so going up these tracks can be very lucrative. So, sometimes having low-value cards, as long as they are of the same suit, can be more beneficial than getting the reward for the most valuable cargo. Of course, if you can achieve both, then you're laughing all the way to the bank. Once you've played Medici a couple of times and have worked out roughly how much lots should be worth, the table talk will start. As the current player reveals the cards put up for auction, you might pretend that you're really interested, hoping that another player bids high for the lot when you never had any intention of paying at all. Sometimes you make a bid just to force another player to pay through the nose. At other times, you're forced to pass and let another player get a valuable lot for single florin. I think that's where the fun in Medici really begins. You need to be with the right group of people. You want everyone to start bluffing, pretending that they really want a lot when they have no interest at all. People need to artificially bid up lots, forcing someone else to pay over the odds, who then decides to pass and leave another player with an expensive lot they didn't really want or need. There is another layer to the game. Every ship has room for 5 cards, so once you've bought 3, you only have room for 2 more. If the active player decides to put 3 cards up for auction, you're locked out of the lot, because you don't have enough space. So it is possible to play tactically and let someone else get a lot in the hope that there is less competition for the next lot. It's fascinating how such a simple rule set creates so much fun and excitement. There are so many interesting subtleties that allow for different strategies and ways to deal with a shuffled deck of cards. Medici certainly has a wide appeal. While there's a good amount of randomness, you still feel in control. I never played the original game, but according to Steamforged, this latest production has the same gameplay as the classic version, but it has fully updated the visuals with all new artwork and graphics. I must say the game does look gorgeous on the table. The wooden tokens, including 6 unique custom ship tokens, are lovely and chunky. The main game board is vibrant and colourful, which is wonderful to look at. Unfortunately, the colour scheme doesn't properly match the colours of the cards. I've now played Medici with a number of different people, and most confuse the grain and spices tracks. It would have been better to tone down the artwork and keep the main colour the same as the backing on each card. Mind you, every suit isn't only represented by a colour, but also by a symbol, which also appears on the centre of the game board. So if you're colourblind, you should be alright. However, it's not that obvious, and as I say, keeping the colour simpler would make things more intuitive. That's my only negative remark, though. Overall, Medici is a great game that has stood the test of time. The rules are simple and the game easily plays in 30 to 45 minutes, even with 4 or more players. It's a lot of fun seeing how people bid and trying to work out how to respond. Every game is slightly different. You would think it would become boring after 1 or 2 games, but I feel you can easily play it 4 or 5 times back to back and enjoy it equally from start to finish. Of course, the setting of the Medici and Mediterranean trading is a bit artificial, but weirdly it does help make the game a little easier to grasp. So yes, I can highly recommend Medici. It's become a favourite in a household because it's so easy to teach, quick to set up, fun throughout and plays pretty quickly. It's also interesting how the game changes as player count changes. The game is just as much fun with 2 people as it is with 6, even though you have to adjust your strategy. That's no easy feat, but Medici delivers with aplomb. Now that it has been re-released by Steamforged, I'd say give it a go and see if you can become the most profitable trader in Italy.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Saturday Review podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.